This is the Isle of Kevin. Yes, and you're welcome to it. Did I say that right? Anyway, yes, we've got a one-hour programme of fantastic things. Great music, extracts from my royal memoirs as the monarch of the Isle of Kevin and the world leader. And of course, the one and only cooking on the radio. We're making brunch, as you do. Here we go. I feel distinctly sopperose today. That's a good word, isn't it? It means I feel sleepy. Sopperose. I do like that word. Anyway, the reason I feel sleepy is that I had coffee, several beers and red wine last night, mixed in with a bit of jigging about to disguise the fact that I can't dance. Even world leaders have to join in the spirit of things, you know. Yes, it was the official opening of Kev's new butcher's shop, and I was, naturally enough, the special guest. I blessed the ceremonial giblets and showed off my skill at black pudding juggling, and then launched a fun game of hide-and-seek among the carcasses in the freezer room. It worked a treat because several dreary people from the Isle of Britain, that's to the north somewhere, gate-crashed the event, and we told them to go and hide, and then we set a timer to count to about, oh, I don't know, 2 million? Yes, it gave us a much-needed break before the party started. I did have too much to drink, I confess. I know this because at one stage I was chatting up a side of beef. Doris was getting intimate with a string of sausages and very nearly got engaged to a pig's head. Oh, what fun we had.
Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
Just a few words of wisdom from a world leader. I don't expect any thanks. I do this for peace and goodwill and understanding in the world. Here we go. People who talk the loudest usually have the least to say. Don't fight nasal hair. Encourage the growth. You never know when you might need it for a hair transplant. When you put the washing away, at least one sock will have gone missing. There will always be someone angle-grinding pavement slabs when you are outside on a Saturday queuing for the cash point with a big hangover. The person in front of you at a busy checkout will always choose something without a barcode. And at any time of day, there is always someone using a strimmer. Rest assured, more laws of life will follow.
Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
And now, a piece of blank verse called This Morning. This morning, the sun was shining through the mist as if it was waking from dreamy sleep. This morning, the birds were singing to greet the new day with joyous hymns. This morning, Doris slipped on the carbolic and landed on top of me in the bath. This morning, I lost my loofah. This afternoon, piano music wafted through the air like expensive perfume and soothed my mind. This afternoon, a puppy dog chased past my window like a bundle of joy. This afternoon, I burned my cheese on toast, threw it in the pedal bin, missed, slipped on a slice, and ended up in the pedal bin myself. And there we are. You see, life can be difficult for world leaders like me too. That must surely be a comfort to ordinary people like yourself. Until the next time. Toodaloo. How time flies. Yes, the hour is up, just about. Thanks very much for joining me here on the Isle of Kevin. It's a pretty good place to be, isn't it? Yes, at any time of year. And as we say, Welcome to the Isle of Kevin, or this is the Isle of Kevin, and you're welcome to it. And you will be next week. Until then, bye.